Track 8, Norwich Pubs. Are you feeling thirsty? Because now it's time to continue our exploration of Norwich pubs. Unfortunately, this is one of the many which have fallen by the wayside, but it has an interesting history nonetheless. Here's Tony.
When the Dolphin ceased trading in July 1999, it brought to an end 284 years as a Norwich public house, which allowed Norwich citizens entry into a building originally built in 1587, a year before the Armada, and was another sad loss to the many fine buildings in Norwich which were used as hostelries. It was built originally as a country residence, an Elizabethan second home for Richard Brown, who was the Sheriff of Norwich in 1585, although he might have been altering an existing building. Interestingly enough, another Richard Brown, this time with an E, who was sheriff in 1449 and mayor in 1454, also lived in a house that later became a well-known pub, the Boar's Head in St Stephen's Street. The 16th century Richard Brown is commemorated over the doorway, where you can find his initials, R.B., his merchant's mark, and the date, 1585. Like many surviving buildings, it has been extensively altered during its lifetime. The date of 1615 on the building probably commemorates some modification, but later in the 17th century it became the home of Bishop Hall and acquired the name of Bishop Hall's Palace. Bishop Hall was banished here from the cathedral after he fell out with the Archbishop of Canterbury as a result of the Civil War. The building was a pub by 1715 and remained like that until 1999, apart from the 20 years from 1942 to 1960. The former dates were caused by war damage. Air raids from the 27th and the 29th of April 1942 led to the destruction of the roof and the interior being gutted by fire. The building was unusable until a very sympathetic reconstruction was undertaken by Stewart and Patterson, rebuilt faithfully by J. Fletcher Watson, in the words of Pevsner and Wilson, which led to the building being reopened as a pub. It is a great shame that a faithful rebuilding was not the fate of the Boar's Head after bombing, instead of it being swept away to allow the widening of St Stephen Street to cope with and encourage more road traffic. Instead, the Boar's Head was transferred to a new building at the end of Surrey Street, which was not a success, and closed in 1974. The Dolphin still retains evidence of its former use. There's an emblem of a dolphin on the wall above the door, and the letters S and P reference to the former brewery to which it was tied in a plaque marking the rebuilding in 1960. Also, the former post of the sub-pub sign remains a very reliable indicator of the former pub, this time being used to advertise the present occupiers of the building, Norwich Spinal Health. All of which now indicates that you have to have a back problem in order to see inside this Grade 2 star listed building, where, as formerly, you could have relaxed with a foaming pint of ale. For the sharp-eyed, there's also a faded green plaque informing you that the building was the Dolphin Inn and a palace belonging to British Bishop Hall. Looking across the road from the front of the Dolphin is the end of terrace building that seems to have all the hallmarks of a former pub. It has a bevelled corner frontage with the doorway, like many pubs, and the blank corner wall above the doorway seems to call out for a signboard. Indeed, number 23, Higham Road, was a pub, the Baker's Arms, which was closed in 1964. It was one of six Baker's Arms that existed in Norwich in 1883. According to Norfolk Pubs, .co.uk, in the 18th century there were three other Norwich Dolphins as well. The others were in the parish of St George Tombland, St Giles Broad Street and Oak Street in Coslany.
Thank you, Tony, and I think our series on the history of Norwich pubs will keep us in material for many years to come. Cheers!